Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all closed higher on the day. We finished about a dollar higher in the February live cattle at 116. April's up 95 at 122.65. June's up 62 at 118.85. October 52 higher at 120.72. Feeder cattle, the same sort of action here. In March, we were $1.20 higher at 119.12. April's up $1.17 at 142.25. May's $1.32 higher here at 144.37. If you look at the technical side of the market here, we rallied back today, but we're still near the lows yesterday. Yesterday, the market went down to just under 137 on March feeders. So we're, 139 now? But the high was almost 145 just the other day at the end of January. So quite a bit off the highs. It looks like we're in a bit of a consolidation area here. The market may be trying to figure out what the price of corn is going to do, which we'll talk about in just a second. But as of today, the cattle markets were quite a bit stronger. If you look at the hogs, we were also higher there, $2 higher in February at $71.55. April's up $2.57 at $78.07. So again, it looked like the meat and protein market across the board showed good gains today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Just the opposite of the cattle were the grains down today. The corn futures finished anywhere from unchanged to six lower. Some unwinding of those spreads where the front month March was down six at 543, while December was only down 0.75 cents at 447. Soybeans were down sharper than the corn, down 11 or so in the first couple of months. New crop November only down 3.5, 11.50 and a half. Chicago wheat was 3 to 6 lower, and Kansas City wheat also 3 to 6 lower. July Kansas City down 6 at 6.21 3/4. The overall consensus here is that weather in South America up to this point really seems non-threatening, and then lack of any substantial new purchases out of China this week. You know, last week it was a record week. This week we haven't had near the buys. And also this time of year, the Chinese start to switch to South American corn and soybeans as they come off with their new harvest. Their prices seem to be a little bit better than ours this time of year until the fall, of course, when we have a new crop. The stock market's bouncing back here today. It looks like there's some coronavirus relief package progress. The Dow Jones currently up about 580. The S&P's up 68 at 38.34. And the energy markets, crude oil's up about a dollar right now, $1.23 in March at 54.78.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.